The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vandeford.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. And yes, we do have a special guest in the studio this half hour. I'm so pleased to have Matthew Vandeford, who's here with Claimology, and he is going to help me understand more about adjustments and what happens in all of that insurance process. And there's so many questions that I have for you, Matthew, so it's so nice to meet you. And
nice to see you too.
Yeah, so
thanks welcome. For having us on.
Absolutely. So you've probably done this more than I have.
Well, talking about claims, probably, yeah.
The claims and the radio, too, this show. I think you've been on the show quite a few, for a while, right?
For a few times, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But you've been in the radio business, you said, for quite some time.
Years ago, I used to be part of, I was Meg in the Morning. I would be like the host of morning shows, right? So I didn't have a last name. It was always like Kevin and Meg in the Morning, or Kit and Meg in the Morning, or Eric and Meg in the
That's fun.
So now it's just Meg on Pep Talk.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm excited to be here, but I'm really interested in you telling me about your company and what you do, Claimology.
Yes. Well, Claimology, we are insurance advocates. Basically, we are a licensed public adjuster. And so in relationship to serving the community in the state of Florida, we are licensed and regulated through the Florida Department of Insurance, background checked, and to make sure that we pass the proper testing and licensing and hold the proper requirements and bonding to ensure that when we service the public that we're doing it in an ethical fashion. Because insurance, the premise of insurance is what's called good faith. And I think that's what's lacking now in the insurance community, is that we forget what good faith is. Because insurance companies, and I like insurance, I've talked about it a lot, I think insurance is a utopian idea in the aspect of its pure socialism in the form of capitalism. Uh-oh. Oh my God. Uh-oh. You know, so what does that mean? So I just like to throw those around, because it's like people are like, oh my God, listen, insurance is the same thing. Your school system is socialism. It's the community pouring in. You pay for your fire department, you pay for your police department, you pay for your roads, you pay for your community servants. That's what your taxes are for. That's socialism at its finest, right? Here it is, socialism in the sense of, in the form of capitalism, where this is where it kind of gets crazy. We are pooling our resources to cover risk when something happens. So that way, number one, communities are able to rebuild, especially with things like fires, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Aside from the small kitchen fires are coming up now from the holidays, when, as of now, like tree fires from having Christmas trees and cooking. Those are the two largest losses now during this holiday season.
Really? Cooking? What about space heaters? Are there a factor too?
Absolutely. I don't know too many people that have space heaters, but the reality is that people bring in like kerosene heaters. Don't do that. Like, that's crazy. Because number one, you could like asphyxiate yourself and die.
And don't put your Christmas tree near the fireplace.
Yeah.
Without a screen. I mean,
if you have a fireplace in Florida, that'd be smart. You know what I mean? Don't do it. I mean, hey,
common sense little things here.
But most importantly, just unplug your lights when you're not home. Make sure your trees are watered, or get a fake tree, you know, and just plug them in and pull them out. But the most important thing is for common sense. And to come back with Claimology, it's kind of help bring that common sense perspective back to insurance claims settlements. And so one of the things we like to do is educate people here about what the insurance process is.
Right.
About how they hopefully are able to navigate the claim if they have an insurance claim, and where to find answers, and to listen to their gut on a holistic level. Listen to themselves. If something doesn't seem right, feel right, sound right, probably isn't right.
Trust yourself.
Trust yourself. Get a second opinion. And where do you find those second opinions? You can check us out at Claimology. That's Claimology, Ology.com. It's super simple. Claimology.com. You can send an email to claims@claimology.com if you have a question, all throughout the state of Florida, from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys. And then also you can reach us at 888-774-7557. Get those transposed.
Okay, 888-774-7557.
7557.
So if you don't mind, walk me through the process. So I have a fire in my kitchen. So now I've called my insurance company. They're kind of hemming and hawing, delaying coming out, all of the kind of stuff that we seem to be encountering or I hear about these days. So I think maybe I should get an expert on this. That's when I should call you?
Absolutely. Anytime.
And then what would happen? What would be the next steps? What would happen next?
So the next steps, these are all great questions too. So like the next step would be we come out and take a look at your property, take a look at the loss, actually see what's going on. And the background of Claimology is that we've been doing this for quite some time in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Since about 2009, I've been in the insurance industry from all aspects, from restoration contractors working specifically for insurance companies.
Right.
To holding seminars to continuing education classes,
which is great,
for insurance carriers,
mm-hmm.
for their agents, for the agents that sell policies. So we have a background in the work itself, working directly for the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
We have a background in educating and holding education classes to keep them licensed. And then we've switched over because we saw the huge discrepancy in relationship to how claims are being settled, to now working as advocates. So the next thing that you would do is if you have a loss, if you have a question, you give us a call. We'd come out, evaluate your policy, take a look at the damages, and look at the property and let the house, let the property, let the business speak for itself.
And is there a fee initially with that when they first come out?
There is no fee whatsoever.
Oh, wow. So that would be so worth it to answer any questions because the insurance company has their own adjuster, correct?
Absolutely.
So maybe I'm naive, but is there a certain bias there on their part?
Well,
let me put it this way. I had a claim once. I'm sure you've heard every story in the world, but I really felt like they were trying to find ways to not pay what needed to be paid to get it done versus what really needed to be done.
There's a great book. It's called Delay, Deny, Defend.
Oh,
it's
yes.
produced by a professor up in Rutgers.
Yes, I've heard that.
And that particular, he's a professor, still works. So the biggest thing is that he explains, it's very beautiful to watch him explain how the insurance company started and how their basis of adjusting claims has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And to go through that model and to see why claims are being denied,
right.
Undeductible denials, and why they're being underpaid or delayed payment. And so it's all about the carriers trying to keep the cream. And this, listen, this isn't like a whistleblower thing. This isn't like trying to like expose the insurance company.
Right, right. No,
this is just the reality of what it is.
It's a business.
It's a business. And when the business involves money, and it involves property, and it's profitable,
mm-hmm.
then there has to be a systematic way for the insurance companies to set up parameters for their examiners to not only reduce the claim size and reduce the claim value, because sometimes those inside examiners are also bonus off of those things.
Oh, okay.
And that's called a loss ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that's why sometimes if you call like your agent,
mm-hmm.
that you bought your policy from and you say, I've got a leak here. And they're like, well, don't file a claim. Well, because they have a loss ratio. If they get too much of a loss ratio, they don't get bonuses.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, who is in the best interest of the insured? You are. It's your property. So the most important thing is to, I would say, document things ahead of time. It's
mm-hmm.
Christmas season now. Go around your house, take some photos, make sure you have like, if you have a big screen TV, make sure you have a photo of a big screen TV.
Mm-hmm.
If you got some of your clothing items, make sure you take some photos of that.
A written inventory?
That helps.
Mm-hmm.
Photos are the best because
okay.
if you have photos, you don't have to do a lot ahead of time. But if you have photos and you pull things out, it's going to be extremely helpful.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. Do you have a question for us? Then text it in at Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, at 850-437-1620. So I'm absolutely fascinated by this topic because to me, the state of Florida already, there's lots of controversy in the insurance realm, of course. But when you have a situation, especially here where you might have flood damage, water damage, wind damage, I mean, it gets very complicated. And a homeowner or a business owner can get lost in the shuffle a little bit. And I'm not trying to bash insurance people or anything like that. Like you said, it's a business. But here's where you can help someone navigate those waters, so to speak, and figure out how to get, I'm assuming, an effective response.
Absolutely. Our goal is to do one thing. Look at the policy, look at the loss, filter the loss through the sieve of the policy, through
mm-hmm.
the language.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever coverages are available, have those coverages properly applied. But it's just, I kind of make the analogy. You can get married, you can exchange rings, you can exchange vows, but you can't make that person love you. You can make a food, you can make a meal, you can put your kids in front of the meal. If your kid says, no, I'm not going to eat, and holds their breath, what are they going to do? They're going to pass it, and that's it. That's what's going to happen.
Right.
Same with insurance companies. I mean, you are able to present a claim,
mm-hmm.
file it correctly, document it appropriately, send it to the insurance company, and they still won't pay. And this is true. We're dealing with the claim right now. One of the oldest claims we're still dealing with is 2017. Now, mind you, this is 2024.
Wow.
This is a seven-year-old Hurricane Irma claim.
Oh, my gosh.
From Jacksonville, where the insurance companies did not respond to the documents that were submitted appropriately by the insured.
Mm-hmm.
They failed to respond. They did not honor the requests of the insured to reopen the claim, went silent. And now, in years of litigation, because they've stalled, they've delayed, we have to do depositions and examinations of the corporate representatives and all of these things, the insurance companies are still trying to throw out the claim, saying it's not a valid claim.
Wow.
The insured had paid in full, mm-hmm. and has sold the property, has expenses, and it's crazy. It's
wow.
now almost 7 years into this.
Okay, so what is Claimology's role in that process? Because you're not an insurance agency.
Correct.
Right?
We are not an insurance agency.
I want to clarify that. So
we do not sell insurance.
Right. That's what. So you don't have a vested interest in that respect.
Correct.
So I think that's important.
Yes, we were able to do a policy review,
mm-hmm.
guide people in, number one, are you underinsured?
Right.
What is your exposure? Hey, you might want to consider getting this type of insurance, or hope, man, your policy is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people are just run into a business owner locally here in the Panhandle, and they have a studio, and unfortunately, their policy is so narrow that the damages that they have are not covered.
Oh, no.
But they have to have insurance.
Right, right.
For general purposes. So sometimes we look to save a buck.
Mm-hmm. People would do the minimum just so they're covered and meet the law.
And then all of a sudden you have an accident. You're like, oh my gosh, I have to pay $15,000. What out of pocket? I've got to pay. Now I don't have the business income. I'm losing my revenue because I have to move locations now.
Right.
And these are all things that we help guide. So in retrospect, for a business owner, we help look at the assets of the business. We help look at the loss of the business. Are they losing revenue? Like say a restaurant and you go down and you have a kitchen fire.
Right.
How much business are you losing for that month? We have to help you in that. We've seen business owners completely underinsured,
mm-hmm.
and then they're scrambling to try to get everything open as quickly as possible because they can't afford to lose that money, and the insurance companies still delay payment.
So talk about what role you play. How do you help?
So the role that we play is to take a look at the policy. We'll take a look at the damages, look at the policy, and then structure the loss. Structure the claim appropriately under those coverages, present it to the insurance company, and we become the voice for the insured. We don't take the place of the insured, but we stand alongside the insured. We are licensed and allowed to effectively negotiate a claim. Aside from an attorney,
mm-hmm.
public adjusters are the only other entities allowed to negotiate the loss of a claim. And what does that mean? We're able to look at the policy, look at language, and then adjust the value, the dollar size of that. And I think that's extremely important because one of the things that ends up happening are like below deductible denials. I was just on an amazing site. It's called FLOIR, the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation. And in there, they have things that demonstrate the ratios for loss. And I was just on there earlier today, and at that site for Hurricane Helene that just happened, we had two major hurricanes, Hurricane Helene, Hurricane Milton. For Hurricane Helene, they have 60,000 claims filed. There's only 3,600 that are open with payment right now.
Oh my gosh.
Open without payment, 10,000.
Wow.
Below deductible denials, which means the damage that they saw didn't meet your deductible amount, 8,200.
Oh my goodness.
And then claims closed without payment, almost 30,000, $29,295.
Oh
my gosh. So you're talking between almost 40,000 people. 38,000 people that have been affected, the carrier has effectively said, that's half, 38,000 out of 60. They're saying, nope, play denied, under deductible denial, or closed without payment.
So where do you come in that situation?
We will come in, we will look at that, document it, and 9 times out of 10, on those valid claims, there's coverage afforded. Because when you peel back the layer of a home, the premise of the insurance companies isn't, and it's in statutory language. I think it's important. It's not like they're trying to hide anything, but it's written in the Florida state statutes of how insurance companies are to operate.
Mm-hmm.
So they come out, they look at it, and let's say you just have one window damaged.
Right.
You have three shingles missing off your home. They write three shingles, one window, one screen, have a great day. Your deductible is $5,000. You've got $500 worth of damage. That's a below deductible denial.
Right.
Our job is to say, okay, well, you can't just replace three shingles.
Right.
The roof is 10 years old. It doesn't match anymore. It's the roofers won't do it because of warranty issues or the field changes. And then there's also ordinance and law things that the ordinance building codes require of 25% or more of any roofing system needs to be replaced. The whole system has to be replaced.
And that's going to be more than 5,000.
That's more than 500. Yeah. So we look at that and we apply those coverages and say, okay, this is what the deal is legitimately. Well, we have one window that's damaged here, but then to take that window out and to replace it, we have to open up drywall. We have to reflash it appropriately. You got to take some siding off. How do you do this window appropriately that's been racked or chipped?
It's not just the cost of the window you buy at Lowe's and put in there.
Correct.
There's a whole other aspect to it.
Yeah. The house is like an onion.
Correct. Yeah. That's so interesting. So we did get a question from one of our listeners. How does Claimology make their money?
So we work on contingency fee basis. And so we don't get paid unless there is a recovery at the end.
Ah, okay.
And so with hurricanes, we're capped at 10%. And so our goal is to ensure that any recovery that's made, that you are made whole. Now, mind you, if there is a fee, and our fee comes in only if there's a recovery, and our fee of 10%, we want to make sure that, and the state wants to make sure, that's why it's limited to 10% on catastrophe claims.
Mm-hmm.
So when the governor declares it a state of an emergency and you have a loss, public adjusters are only allowed to charge 10% of claims on residential sides. Typically, it's 20% on a non-emergency claim. And you may say, like, oh my gosh, that's 20% or 10%. How am I going to recover? When an insurance company doesn't pay you anything and we help you recover, believe me, the 90% that you get is a lot more. And it's extremely helpful. And our job, we use the same platforms the insurance company use.
Mm-hmm.
That's also now in law. We have to use specific software. And that's in statutory language now, too. And it's just like medical coding. When you do an insurance claim, the insurance companies have one set of codes. We have the same line items, but we adjust them to ensure that they meet the right codes.
Oh, okay.
So then all of a sudden it's like, well, why is your bill three times higher? Well, we used the right code and we used...
Right. So they're using a different code, not necessarily the wrong code, but a different quote unquote code to be able to deny.
Yes.
Interesting. So I guess my other question, this is my personal question. How do I know you're legit? Because I know they always say, look out for all the public adjusters that come in after a hurricane. I mean, what do we look for? I know that you said you're Florida State licensed, so that's very important.
Yes. So we have to carry license. So contractors are a big thing. When a storm comes through, you want to make sure that you're protected. So you have to make sure that people are licensed. Contractors, the biggest thing, like when people are actually doing the repairs. We don't do the repair of the home. So we have no vested interest in that. So that helps. But when you come, you want to make sure the public adjuster is licensed. Do they care? And you can look their license up through the Department of Insurance. You can look, are they licensed? Yes, which means they have to carry bonds. And that's really the only thing that is required. Other than that, it comes down just to the quality of the adjuster themselves and their background and their experience and how they're able to help and best serve the insured.
Great. I have a question.
Sure.
And it's a good one. Is it too late to have damage from Hurricane Sally reviewed?
Yes.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, the laws have changed. They used to be 3 years. You used to be able to file a hurricane claim within 3 years, and they whittled it to two. Now all claims, regardless of how they are caused, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's a local fire here, you have a plumbing break. I know we're talking about hurricanes, but you might be living in this area listening and from Pensacola to through the Panhandle, and you just had a plumbing leak.
Right.
You had a hose bib, and you got water coming into your garage, or you had an overflow from your washing machine that was upstairs, and it went over your property. You have 1 year, 12 months to file a claim, and then you with 18 months to file all supplemental damages.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's a very, very narrow.
That is narrow.
Window, very
yeah.
narrow. And okay. It's important because you want to make sure that the loss is congruent to the condition of the home.
Makes sense. That makes sense. Talking with Matthew Vandiford this morning from Claimology, very interesting discussion. And you may have some questions, so if you want to text into Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Fascinating. This is fascinating to me. And what I notice about you, Matthew, is that you seem very passionate about getting what's right for the homeowner or the claimant. I mean, I don't get the sense that you're just doing, you know, sometimes people come in and they're, am I doing this? No. You should see his face. It lights up. He gets very excited about doing what's right. And
it's
that's
important.
A great quality.
Oh, well, thank you. And it's funny because I got in the business and restoration business in Pennsylvania specifically. I mean, it was out of survival. It was something that I had industry knowledge with, just construction and background, and someone needed help with business development.
Right.
And so in getting into this field, noticing what's happening and seeing what happens to the insured, The reason why I ended up getting a license is because we're working on a loss here in a restoration company in Fort Walton. And there was a loss and the water damage had covered the floor and we were dealing with the adjuster and the adjuster came in and we were talking about some other issues about, well, we have to replace this part of the flooring because it doesn't match. Even though it wasn't wet, we still have to replace it. It was wood. It was laminate. We have to replace everything. And the adjuster said no. And I said, well, what do you expect to tell the insured? And the examiner walked over and closed the door and said, tell the insured not to look at it. I was like, oh.
Wow.
And that's a true story. I was like, okay. And at that moment, I was like, I need to get a license so I'm able to talk apples to apples. That's when I got my independent adjuster's license. That way I'm saying, hey, I'm a licensed person. You're a licensed person. I know I'm not allowed to adjust the claim, but hey, let's not try to smoke and mirror this.
Right.
And then it just transitioned over to just doing public adjusting work. And now we just specifically service the insured to help them navigate the complex field. Because sometimes you may need it, if you have a denial, you may have to get an attorney involved.
Right.
Then what do you do? As a public adjuster, our goal is to say, hey, provide those resources. How do we find the best attorney to help you? The lowest fee possible? Because now the fees for an attorney are no longer covered. They just passed a law that just repealed a 100-year-old basically effect law where if you had to sue your insurance company and you won, the insurance company had to pay your attorney fees. That law is now done.
So you have to pay yours regardless.
Yeah. I mean, there's some nuanced ways to have it covered, but it's extremely nuanced now and you have to structure a claim even more carefully. It's become more of a chess match to help the insured. And that's all we're here to do. Our goal is to, I tell every insured the same thing. Our goal is to help you with the claim, prepare the file to keep it out of court. But if you go to court, you're successful in court.
Right.
End of story. Because our goal is not to have you have to sue the insurance company. But if you have to, if the insured is wrongfully denied and they refuse to pay, what are you supposed to do?
You're essentially truly an advocate.
Truly, yes.
I mean, that's very powerful.
We try to help.
Yeah. And it sounds like that you are very involved, almost personally, I would be dare to say, with each of the clients, and anything that you see that's not right, you make a change. And I would say at this point, you talked to earlier in the show about what we can do now. It's the Christmas season. Things happen. I'm a homeowner. I just bought a place recently. What do I need to do to make sure, like you said, that I'm ready just in case?
Take a look at your policy. Number one, make sure you have the correct policy. Make sure you have wind coverage, because now 7 insurance companies for the last couple of years went out of business. Receivership, they bankrupt.
Oh gosh.
So the state had to pick them up. And so there's a lot of shuffling around. So some people are left without specific coverages or without wind coverage, or they're having a hard time. They might have a forced place policy.
Right.
Because there's no insurance company's gonna pick them up, and their mortgage company's having to do that. And that's limited coverage. There's no contents coverage. There are no additional living expenses. It's bare bones. So number one, take a look at your policy. See what you have, document, take a walk around your house, photograph some things, take a video, take a 5-minute video and just walk around and save it, email it to yourself and just leave it there. Do that every 6 months, or if something changes in your house, once a year. It doesn't have to be anything crazy.
Right.
But be proactive.
Right.
And if you have questions, call us.
Because you could help in this process right now.
Absolutely.
Just even getting ready.
Yeah, just getting ready. Take a look at your policy. We don't sell insurance. So we'll take a look at your policy and say, hey, X, Y, and Z, you might need this or consider this. This is a conversation that might be worth having. Or, oh my goodness, you know, you have purchased this policy, but you have removed yourself, or you might have a water damage exclusion now.
Or this change, because there's a lot of fine print.
Absolutely.
When you get the pages and pages, when you actually print it, there's a lot of fine print.
There is.
We've been talking this morning with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. Matthew, we're down to our final minute, or 30 seconds here, so give your website, phone number. Where people can find you?
People can find us at claimology.com. You can always reach us at 888-774-7557.
Thank you so much. Every time I meet you, it's just so interesting. I'm learning something every day on this show. So thank you for coming in this morning to be with us. And if you've got a question, you can always call him at Claimology. Thanks so much, Matthew, for being here.
Thanks for having us.